The Islamic Revolution leader underlines the need to lay out a national pattern for progress. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has urged academics and scholars to lay out a national and indigenous pattern for progress. Addressing thousands of university professors and students in the western Iranian province of Kurdistan on Sunday, the leader underlined development of a national model will help the nation take giant steps on the path to progress. Ayatollah Khamenei further said justice should be incorporated into such a model, as justice and real progress go hand in hand. The leader then underscored national independence is a prerequisite to establishing an indigenous pattern for progress, adding any models which would make the country a follower of foreign political powers must be avoided. Elsewhere in the remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei said the enemy spares no effort to make out that Kurds were separate from other Iranian ethnic groups, but to no avail. The leader also said ethnic diversity is a real opportunity and added all Iranian ethnic groups should promote their unity and enter a national race to further spur development in the country. Iran and Uganda have signed a joint statement on mutual cooperation. The statement, Ali Larijani told an open session of parliament on Sunday, that trips by Zionist officials to some Arab nations and putting the Zionist regime of Israel alongside Arab states is a blatant act of deception aimed at covering up Israeli brutalities during its 33-day aggression against Lebanon and 22-day offensive on the Gaza Strip. He added the Palestinian nation and leaders of the Muslim countries won't allow the rights of the Palestinian people to go under the hammer. It is the Israeli atomic arsenal, not Iran's peaceful nuclear program, that poses the real danger in the Middle East. The remark was made by Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa, who added Sunday that Arab nations don't consider Iran as a threat whatsoever. He then said it's the Israeli regime that is at the center of attention and should be dealt with seriously. Iran is second only to Japan in Asia and the seventh country in the world when it comes to production of power plant equipment. In fact, Iran has reached self-sufficiency in producing equipment used in power stations. Local experts have also devised the know-how to design power plants, which means they can run major projects in this sector. Iranian experts work hard to keep abreast of the latest technological advances in designing and producing power plant equipment. We've received a huge number of text messages from you over the past few days. Please continue to text us your comments and views about our program. We'll be happy to hear from you. Keep texting us at 10,702. I repeat, 10,702. A recent Pakistani military offensive against Taliban fighters in the northwest has killed more than 1,000 insurgents and left hundreds of thousands of people homeless. Interior Minister Rahman Malik said that it made the remark Sunday after visiting a camp where thousands of displaced are held. He gave no time frame for how much longer the operation would proceed, except underscoring it will continue till last Taliban are flushed out. The operation has involved fighting in Lower Deir and Buna districts that dates back to last month, but the offensive began in full force in Swat, the main Taliban stronghold in the northwest beyond the lawless tribal regions in early May. It has prompted an exodus of nearly a million civilians, about 100,000 of whom are now staying in relief camps.